This is your midday interview on your public radio stations, News 91.3 WHQR and Classical HQR 96.7. We have a wonderful event coming up. I think it's the third annual, but I'm going to be corrected on that in just a moment. Yam Jam at the Portia Hines Park, sponsored by the Blue Ribbon Commission, which is responsible for the wonderful Youth Enrichment Zone project going on in the north end of town. With me are Jana Jones Halls. Jana Jones Halls. I had her card here just a second ago, the executive director of the Blue Ribbon Commission staff, and Paige Blair, who is the communications director of the Blue Ribbons Commission staff. Jana, hiya.
Hello, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're welcome, and Paige.
Hey, Pat.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Well, the Yam Jam is now 3 years old, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, it's a marvelous event up at the Portia Hines Park at 10th and Rankin. This is a park which the community is kind of reclaiming for itself.
Huh? Absolutely.
As part of the Youth Enrichment Zone project sponsored by the Blue Ribbon Commission. This Yam Jam is not going to occur until October, and so let's spend a little bit of time first talking about the Blue Ribbon Commission. How did things get started?
So, Pat, just to kind of give listeners an idea of the crisis that we're facing, currently 75% of our nation's youth ages 17 to 24 cannot qualify for the U.S. military. And the reasons for that are because you have to have a high school diploma, you cannot have a criminal record, and your body has to be healthy. Mm-hmm. So those three criteria are areas that we are obviously failing.
Three strikes for a lot of kids.
Yes, for a lot of kids. So specifically here in Wilmington, the Youth Enrichment Zone is an area of about 14 blocks between Market Street on out to Creekwood, what's known as the North Side, where we know that children do become vulnerable to or susceptible to those three items. And so our program's mission really is to identify what are the steps that we need to take to solve this. So we're kind of an all-encompassing, all-hands-on-deck anti-poverty effort. And we're trying to save those most vulnerable children in our community from staying trapped in the cycle.
Boy, it's hard to argue with that. What a wonderful thing you guys are doing. Now, the Portia Hines Park is a perfect example of that. Tell us about it.
It is. The park was reopened back in 2012. Previously, it had been an area of the community that would be considered less than desirable place to be, especially after dark. Mm-hmm. And the community really came together. That's what I love most about this program is it's with and not for.
Right.
And so the community came out, project called Kaboom constructed the park equipment itself all in a matter of a day. I think there were around 200 volunteers that came out, including community members, to put this park back together. And now you can find children and families playing in the park. There's a community garden forthcoming that will be an excellent resource for families to experience, in addition to a multi-use sports field that the children can play on.
And all of this done by the Blue Ribbon Commission.
Correct.
Tell us quickly about the Blue Ribbon Commission.
So again, that's where we're kind of providing experiences and opportunities within the Youth Enrichment Zone that really haven't been seen for many generations who are growing up in the zone. We collaborate with community leaders and local relief organizations to sort of saturate the Youth Enrichment Zone with services that the children and families can use to get a path forward out of that poverty cycle. So our community-based development programs each individually reach children in various areas of their home, their schools, their social lives, and we incorporate leadership and guidance from the older peers in the zone who signed up on their own to advocate for their own community and for their younger neighbors. So
that's truly wonderful.
Despite the vulnerabilities that they face, we truly believe that a child's future shouldn't be based on their zip code.
Super. Jana Jones Hall, as the executive director of the Blue Ribbon Commission staff, how do you see these programs as positively affecting the kids?
Well, we've already seen a lot of success with these programs that we've had. A big part of it is exposure, increased exposure that we've been able to provide our children that we work with. We have now had our second year of summer programs where we've served over 80 youth, middle school and now rising ninth grade students.
That's huge.
And yes, and they both went really well. Five-week programs that were, you know, built to reduce summer learning loss, but also to just expose the kids to everything that's going on outside of their immediate neighborhood. We took them on two-day college trip, took them job shadowing. So we're really working to plant the seeds of future options for the kids.
Wonderful. If you've just tuned in, I'm chatting with Jana Jones-Halls, who is the executive director, and with Paige Blair, who is the communications director of the Blue Ribbon Commission staff. We're talking about the Youth Enrichment Zone up in the north end of town, and in specific, we're going to be talking about the Yam Jam, the third annual Yam Jam, which is coming up on Halloween Day. So, first of all, about the Blue Ribbon Commission, I understand you've recently expanded.
We have. We just moved our main offices into the city-owned Hemingway Center at 507 McCrae Street. So now at the Hemingway Center, we run an after-school program for second through sixth grade students from the Youth Enrichment Zone. We also host several different classes and workshops for parents and community members. Our first one is kicking off next week with Feast Down East, which is a nutrition class.
Now tell us quickly about the Yam Jam coming up on Halloween Day.
Well, the Yam Jam is an event that's going to happen on October 31st. It's the third annual that's in partnership with the Junior League of Wilmington, where we bring over 10,000 pounds of yams to the park with recipes and nutrition exercises and resources and bring the community out. And it's just really a fall festival. We have games for kids, and everybody should come out and support it.
And that's going to be at the park at 10th and Rankin.
10th and Rankin.
On Halloween Day. Paige, quickly, how can listeners support the Blue Ribbon Commission?
Well, one of the things specifically related to the Yam Jam over the course of this next month, moving into October, is we need costume donations for the children.
Oh, okay.
So if anyone has Halloween costumes left over, they can bring them by the Hemingway Center.
I'll bet that's easy. There's a lot of people who have old Halloween costumes in the trunk.
Sure.
You couldn't stand to part with it, but what a great idea. This is the Yam Jam coming up on the Halloween Day, the 31st. It's going to run from 11 to 4 at the Portia Hines Park at 10th and Rankin. I have been chatting with Jana Jones-Halls, who is the executive director of the Blue Ribbon Commission staff, and Paige Blair, who is the communications director. And for those of you who don't know about the Youth Enrichment Zone, it's a wonderful, wonderful activity that is benefiting the whole community. Go to the internet and take a look at it right now. It makes you proud of being in Wilmington. Jana, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And Paige, thank you.
It's my pleasure.
And we'll turn you back to regular programming on your public radio station, WHQR.